If you've been told to pull your socks up recently, then make sure it's a pair of RCR socks. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh here on Reality Check Radio. My next guest is in Canada. I'm so excited to be talking to Jasmine Harden about the topic of root causes of autoimmune symptoms. Welcome to the show, Jasmine.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
So good to be chatting with you today. My daughter was actually going to be called Jasmine Adelaide, but we went with Ruby Simone.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So good to meet you. And for those of you that don't know Jasmine, full-time is a lawyer, and part-time she's an integrative health practitioner and pranic energy healer. She was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease in 2017, and in 2021, she reversed it completely by getting to the root cause. Now she helps women just like her by addressing underlying root causes with a holistic mind and body approach. I'm thrilled to dive into this because I've heard of Hashimoto's. I kind of think I know what it is. A lot of my listeners might have heard of it, or even some of them will have it. Some will have no idea. But I think the main point here is getting into root causes. I'm so excited to do that. Before we dive in, though, Jasmine, I would love it if you could share with our listeners a little bit of your backstory. How did you are a lawyer, but how did you get into this area of root causes of autoimmune symptoms?
So it was a long journey for me. Just like you mentioned in my bio, I was diagnosed in 2017. Before my diagnosis, though, I had symptoms starting, and the first thing was weight gain. So I'm very active. I had ran marathons, really, really health conscious. So, you know, you gain 5 pounds and go, what was that? And then it just kind of kept happening, and nothing I was really doing to try to correct my nutrition or my fitness would fix that. And then, you know, other things started happening, fatigue, hair loss, all that stuff. So it took a little bit for me to get diagnosed. And when I finally was, I thought, well, this is great. I'm going to get put on medication. I'm going to start feeling better. But that's not what happened. So I got on medication, blood work saying my thyroid's working okay. But of course, when you have Hashimoto's, you have really high thyroid antibodies. So that was showing that I had an autoimmune disease. So conventional medicine essentially said, you're stuck like this. There's nothing you can do. Just take your medication and, you know, eat healthy and exercise.
And did they say you're on medication for life as well?
Yes. Yeah. And the other thing I was told is that I was likely to develop more autoimmune diseases as well. So once you have one, it's likely you're going to get more. So that wasn't easy to hear either. So a lot of time spent really grieving my health and just not being happy with how it was. I just wasn't ready to accept that I was going to be bloated and overweight and tired all the time. And as women, when we say, I'm bloated, I'm gaining weight, and I'm tired, we often get dismissed, right? And I'm not a mom, but a lot of moms with thyroid issues, they got pushed to the side for that. Because it's like, well, of course you're tired. So that was really tough.
And other moms would be like, welcome to motherhood. They would be a little bit like that, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. So it's really hard to get someone to, like, doctors did not take me seriously. I was like going to all different places. I went to Toronto, which is 8 hours away from me. And I went to the women's hospital. They even pushed me out the door. And I just kind of, I felt like I'd just done everything. I was trying every program. Then I found this girl on Instagram who's an integrative health practitioner. That's what I do now. And she was talking about getting to the root cause and using this technique called muscle testing. I had no idea what she was talking about, but I was kind of at a point where I'm like, I don't know what else to do. And I'm running out of options here. So I tried that. She found out using a method called muscle testing, which is, I can tell you more about that after, but essentially you get results in seconds and you can test anybody anywhere in the world. And I found out I had black mold in my system. I had parasites, high levels of pesticides, like all of these different things that were causing dysfunction, put me on a detox plan. And as soon as the mold and everything started going, my blood work was showing my thyroid was working again. And eventually I had full function of my thyroid and no antibodies.
I just want to jump in there because when you say to me black mold and parasites and things. Part of me thinks environmental, like meaning the house or the office that you're in is part of it, of course. Mm-hmm. Was that part of the process? Because we can detox our body, but if we're still in the same physical environment, was that part of it?
Yes. I think I had come into contact with black mold prior to, and I wasn't in it anymore. So that was helpful. But then we found out, my husband and I, in a house we moved into, the garage, the garage was detached from the house, thankfully, but that had to be remediated. So I think there were two times, but absolutely. I do have clients all the time where, you know, I'll say there's black mold in your system. Some of them could say, yeah, I did have it around before, and it'll hang around unless you detox it. But other people who are living in it, we can put you on supplements and you can start to flush it out. You can put on an air purifier, but you'll never recover from it unless you actually move out of the mold or you remediate it. And you have to remediate carefully too, because the spores end up in the air too.
Yes, it sounds like quite the process. Okay, carry on. So you've gone through this process. You saw your thyroid starting to work again.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the end of it there. So I don't have Hashimoto's anymore. And essentially, just with time, I just kind of felt like, how could I keep this to myself? I know I have a full-time job. I actually run my own law firm. I'm a sole practitioner, and I had enough things going on. But it was just one of those things where I thought, I have to help people and I have to tell people that this is a thing, you know, because there's so many people like me struggling with gut issues like IBS, and people don't know why they have IBS. And it's like, well, actually, you have parasites and mold, or other things come up too. It's not just parasites and mold, but yeah. So that's essentially why I decided I wanted to do this.
It's amazing. So I love that too, because that's right. We can have multiple interests and multiple career paths, and it doesn't come out of need. Like, oh, I just need something else to do. It's like, no, I feel called to do this thing because of this life experience I've had and now the wisdom that I've gained. And there are so many people out there still suffering and struggling, especially when the medical system, from so many hundreds of people I've spoken to over the past 10 plus years with different health journeys, you know, I feel like the medical system just plants these seeds of hopelessness, saying like, you'll be on medication for life. It's probably going to get worse. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
But they don't say, let's get to the root cause. It's baffling.
It absolutely is. And I actually had a client who I muscle tested her to have multiple parasites. And as she was cleansing, you know, she's feeling like extremely, like so much better than before. She lost like 14 pounds and she went to get a colonoscopy. And the doctor that did it, because of course with her medical doctor, it's like, well, if you're having GI issues, that's what they do. You get a scope. And the doctor actually told her that—
GI being gut and intestinal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So like any gut issues, they'll refer you to get one of those done and they'll do a scope, right? To see if you have parasites in your intestinal tract, they send it up the colon. And he said to her, in 30 years, I've never seen a parasite. So the problem with that is that parasites often aren't just in the colon and the intestinal tract. Number one, they can migrate. Number two, they go through like life cycles, so you don't always see them. And the third thing is a lot of them are microscopic. So it's just kind of like what you were saying. It's just like with conventional medicine, it's like, why don't doctors know this?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, so I want to talk a little bit more about parasites. I thought everyone had parasites and it's kind of normal to have some, but sometimes you get too many, or you get maybe bad ones or bigger ones or something. And that's when it becomes a problem. Meaning like most people do have parasites, but we need to detox our body. Is that the case or am I off track?
No, you're absolutely right. So I feel like some countries are really good with, like in some cultures, it's really normal to do a regular parasite cleanses. Like there's some cultures that will do them more than once a year. But in North America, it's just kind of like this thing where we talk about it like as if it doesn't exist. But no, you're absolutely right. And I've had every single client of mine has had at least one parasite, except one client didn't. And then I talked to her, she had actually done a cleanse.
Right.
So, right. So it's like, yeah, it's so easy for us to come into contact with them. And if you don't, if you've never done a parasite cleanse, you have parasites.
Okay. So I want to talk about what is a parasite cleanse. But before we do that, I want to loop back to you mentioning about muscle testing, because many in my audience will know what it is because we have talked about it before, but not everyone listens to every interview, of course. So can you walk us through how it's done and how it can actually be done virtually? And like you said, in seconds.
Yeah, of course. So it's also known as applied kinesiology. So it was something that was actually developed by a chiropractor many years ago. And actually, some people call it energy testing, too, because it does work off of frequencies and energy from the body. It's biofeedback from the body. We get a yes or a no answer. One way I like to tell people that they could try it out is called the sway test, where you stand up. You know, I've got my water here. I can hold my water against me and I can stand up and say, is this water beneficial for me? Well, I'm going to sway forward. And then if you had, you know, something else like a bag of chips or something, is this beneficial? You'll go backwards and you can start off with just like, my name is Jasmine. I'll go forward. My name's Natalie. I'm going to go backwards. So it's just biofeedback from the body telling us, you know, it's actually, some people would say it's like the subconscious is answering. So the way that it's done virtually, it's a method called by proxy. The whole thing is actually based in quantum physics. I'm not going to get into that because I'm not a quantum physicist, but that's how it works at a distance, is that you're actually tapping into that other person's energy field.
I love that. And many of my listeners will be into that. Some people, though, will still be sitting there, arms folded, quite cynical, and that's totally fine. Yes. And as always, I always encourage my listeners, hey, you know, you're going to always hear something new on my shows and just be open to hearing. Okay, so when you do the muscle testing with people, it basically shows them, and you can ask things about parasites and you can ask them things like, is, you know, does this person need zinc or does this person need vitamin D3? Or I don't know, what type of questions do you ask?
Oh, absolutely. So the first thing I do is I go through the root causes, and I actually have what's called an energy testing kit. And it's this case full of vials, and all of the vials are charged with the energy of a variety of root causes. So I'll use that to get that yes or no answer. And then I can rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 using muscle testing as well. So we mark your progress. You're correct too. I use it for supplements to choose the best detox protocol for someone, the dosages, and then I will check vitamin and mineral deficiencies. So it's a really, really effective tool, because then we can take the guesswork out, because what works for one person may not work for the other person. And there's other factors that come in, like how open are your detox pathways? And muscle testing will tell us, well, actually you should only take one of these. Whereas like another person might be like, well, I can take three binders today. And, you know, and then it's like, what kind of binders, all of that. We all are bio individuals, and it's the best way to personalize things for us.
I love that health coaches like you, which is this integrative approach to health, are becoming more and more, number one, known about, number two, respected, finally, and number three, people are actually going to them more than ever before. Yes, we know there's long wait lists at the traditional doctors and GPs, but more than that, people now know, okay, well, the GPs, actually, their training is quite limited, and it's very much towards write a prescription, let's be honest. And like you said, so even if someone goes and Googles something, they want to make sure they're taking the right dose for them at that time. And that's very individual. So yeah, so fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like, I would say too, like, I have nothing against doctors. I love doctors. I think they're incredible people. That's an incredible profession. And if I need something life-saving or serious, I'm going to the hospital and I want some medication, right? But for things like this, it's definitely more important that we look at nutrition and detox and things like that.
So let's talk a little bit more about Hashimoto's, which I think, you know, a lot of people can relate to. It's interesting, isn't it? When people start putting on weight or they start having a little bit of brain fog and things, and they just think, oh, that's just normal. Like me, I would be like, oh, it's just menopause. Like, you know, but sometimes it's more than that. So how do people know if it's just age or if it's something more?
I'd say the biggest thing is intuition, right? Like we all know our own bodies. And we all, that's like the biggest thing that I knew for myself. And I remember telling a doctor that is, I know my own body And I have women say that to me all the time. And I believe them when no one else really will. So that's the first thing, is intuition. So sometimes could things be due to age? Sure. But, you know, metabolism slows down at age, as we age. But there's ways that we can strengthen that as well. And then for women with our cycles, like perimenopause and menopause, of course, those things are going to impact us. And we can say that age is playing a factor. However, before we just conclude that it's just age or it's normal, I feel like people deserve to have everything explored first so that they know. Because with every single one of my clients, their intuition is bang on and there's something else going on.
Yeah. And part of that is training ourselves or trusting ourselves to listen to that intuition, which might be a voice in our head, and mm-hmm. to not push it to the side, but actually go, okay, I'm going to. And also, you know, that's fascinating. I actually posted on my Facebook today, it was something like, notice the reminders and messages from the universe today. So coming back to that, sometimes it's a matter of just noticing, like you might go, oh, I just keep seeing, like there was an ad on the bus about this physical ailment. And now I just saw a flyer, you know, at the cafe. Well, that's interesting. So I'd be like, well, I don't know, maybe it's a sign from the universe. Maybe it's something to look into. So listening to your intuition, and also I think listening to signs from the universe, but also coming back to, you know, taking ownership of our own health and well-being, and not just trusting it to someone else, you know, and maybe a 6-monthly appointment, maybe just being proactive.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. Yeah.
So you are on Instagram, you are the Luminous Soul Healing. That's the name of your Instagram page. 81,000 followers. That's a massive group. And your expertise areas, I know, is very vast: thyroid, gut, and weight loss health coach, and also this Hashimoto's. So let's talk a little bit more about root causes. What are some of the other things that people can look out for if they might have an underlying autoimmune condition that they just don't know about?
So I would say it always starts with your gut, right? And Hippocrates tells us that, right? Is that health starts in the gut. So typically these things start off as gut health issues. So a little bit of bloating, gut health can actually affect even headaches. So just, I would say anything where it's like, you're starting to get this nagging symptom that just doesn't seem to let off no matter what you do, that, and it seemed to come out of nowhere. So often, like I said, bloating, weight gain, headaches, fatigue, insomnia, where you're just kind of like, you know, I've taken this probiotic and I've, you know, I'm staying hydrated. I'm doing all these things that, like, the conventional, what do I want to say? Like the conventional solutions would be, and that's not working. That's when it's, you know, it's really worth to dig a little deeper and see what's going on. Another thing would be something like candida or leaky gut. So that's one. These are two of the things I hear a lot about, even SIBO. So small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. So those three things are, you know, gut health issues.
Okay. So candida, I'm not sure about the international. Terminology, thrush, yeast infection, same thing?
Yeah. So candida is a yeast, right? And that's the yeast overgrowth in the stomach. And then the thrush would be like on your tongue. So sometimes the thrush is there because you've got candida in your gut. So I have lots of clients that will come see me and they say, I just don't get it. Like candida just keeps coming back. It won't stop coming back. Candida is actually a symptom. Mm-hmm. It's not a root cause. So there's a reason why you have candida. And if you're not eating a lot of sugar and you're eating a healthy diet, we have to figure out, well, there's something else going on here. And it's often parasites, mold, glyphosate, heavy metals, like all of those toxins that could be present in your system. And then I'd say 90% of the time, I don't even have to treat my client's candida, because treating the root causes eliminates the candida because it just stops growing.
Yeah.
So things like that. And again, like leaky gut, we can do all these things to try to heal your gut lining. It's not going to heal unless we get to the root cause. So those, I'd say, would be things to look out for as well.
Well, that's such an important, that's really the whole point of this interview. It's like some, you know, back in the day, even for me, back in the day, I used to do a lot of cycling, you know, and if I got candida, I'd be like, oh, I would just take one of those pescetarias or whatever it's called. you know, go to the chemist, get the thing, solve the problem. But you think, okay, well, maybe the problem is I was doing too much biking. But let's get to the root cause is really what we're talking about today, rather than just slapping a Band-Aid on, essentially. And then it just recurs as well. So, okay, so those are some of the common things that people have. And then what can they do about them to get to the, how do they get to the root cause?
Well, obviously, I'm a bit biased. I feel like the best way is muscle testing, because you don't have to wait on lab work. It's I don't charge extra for muscle testing just because it's just so quick. So it takes that wait period out, right? Where you have to make the appointment, then you go get your lab work, and then you wait for the lab work, and then you wait for the appointment to have your lab work reviewed. I just tell you right there, this is what it is.
Yeah.
So muscle testing is a way to do it. But then, of course, lab work is another way to do it too. I did have lab work once before where a practitioner was actually trying to help me get to underlying causes of my autoimmune disease prior to me doing muscle testing. And it's actually funny. I found out that I had black mold then, and then the integrative health practitioner I work with, she didn't know about my blood work, and she came up with the same things and more. So that's the other thing, is like, we get these lab tests done that are like, oh, it's this like package of stuff, right? And we're just going to check these things, but sometimes it misses other things. So that's just something I would say about that. But yeah, getting to the root cause, you have to get testing done for sure to know what it is. And it's really important to know what it is before you just jump into a detox, because what root causes you have will actually determine the path of how you detox. And it's not a 21-day cleanse. It's not a 7-day cleanse. Mm-hmm. It can take months.
Okay, there's your reality check, everybody. Yeah. Well, I would like to ask you about what do you mean by detox? Again, just going back to some basics, or maybe a case study, you can say, well, I had this one woman. So I'm going to come back to that. Don't let me forget. But before we do that, you did mention heavy metals, and I want to go there briefly. Other than vaccines, which I know have heavy metals in them, how else do people get heavy metals into their system? I mean, I think partly I know it's environmental, but yeah, can you just highlight so that people know, how do we absorb or consume heavy metals into our body?
Tap water is a really common one. Toothpaste has lots of fluoride, and we actually don't need fluoride. So if you're using fluoride toothpaste, please switch. It's really bad for your thyroid. Those would be really common ones. Using aluminum foil. It comes up in a lot of sneaky places too. Mm. So now there's actually research coming out that there's traces of heavy metal in spices.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
How come? So
that I couldn't tell you.
But I know, maybe when you buy it, you know, it has that aluminum foil, right?
Yeah.
Would that be it? On the top that you peel off when it's fresh?
I don't know what it is. Like, I don't, and I think it had to do with like, there was one brand in particular. I don't want to say it on here because I don't want to like.
A lawsuit?
You know, yeah. Well, and I can't remember if it was actually them, but there was one brand in particular that I know was studied, and it was seen that they were finding traces of heavy metals in there. So I don't know if it's the water they're rinsing, like the peppers with that they're making this, but I don't know why, but yeah, it comes in really sneaky ways, but I'd say biggest thing would be tap water and your toothpaste, aluminum foil, like stuff like that.
Okay. So I think that's great to just highlight the ways that, like you say, sneaky, because you don't really think about it, but it does add up. If you're wrapping your sandwiches in aluminum foil on the daily, obviously that's going to add up. What are the impacts on the body when the heavy metals are too high?
Well, gut health issues, number one, that's going to happen. Headaches, there's so many different things. And it doesn't mean, what I'm going to list off doesn't mean that you're going to have all of these. You could just have a couple, but it could cause memory issues, difficulty concentrating. There's actual ties between heavy metals and some like perceived learning disabilities and things like that. Yeah. When it's really just sometimes children just need a good detox.
Right. It sounds like everyone can benefit from a good detox. So let's segue there. That's the thing I promised I was going to come back to. What do you mean by detox? Can you give an example of one? Because you said it's not a 21-day this or a 7-day that. Can you walk us through what one might look like? To be fair, and granted, it's going to be different for everyone. possibly.
Yes. Yep. So if you're the detox I'm talking about is when you do it with me, I'm going to put you on a supplement plan. And I tell a lot of my clients, you're not even going to notice you're detoxing. So I put you on, depending on what you've got going on, you need to be on some kind of binder that grabs onto what your root causes are. You also have to have liver support. That's going to be different for everybody because we all respond differently to whether it's milk thistle or NAC or glutathione. So we test for that. But there's got to be a push and a pull, right? So the liver is the push, the binder is the pull. So that's the basics of it, is that I do that. You know, and then there's little things that we can put in just depending on the person. Again, I muscle test. You could do green juices. Wild blueberries are really helpful for heavy metal, like cilantro, things like that. There's also a lot of antiparasitic foods. So when I say detox, I mostly just mean that process of getting that crap out of your body.
That is so good to hear, because I think some people like me would have in the back in the day, I would have thought, oh, you're going to make me drink like celery juice and that's all I'm allowed to have. So, yeah. Right. But this is the other thing that's important. There'll be a lot of people like me who have a pantry full of all the things. Like I'm like a mini health food shop up, you know, in my pantry. And I've got, like you said, NAC, and I've got zinc and vitamin D3 and K and all the doTERRA oils and all the things and vitamins and black seed oil and whatever. But it's a matter of knowing in which combination and how much. Yeah. We don't want to be taking all the things all the time. I've never heard of the push and pull. So that's interesting too.
Yeah. They have to both be there, right? Because that has to do with like opening up the detox pathways, which biggest one is our skin. And then obviously like bowel movements. So we have to, lymphatic system has to be working. So sometimes the lymphatic system needs some help. Like everybody is so different in how their body works, how well it detoxes. And then of course the toxin burden. So doing it in an individualized way is really the only way to go. Otherwise you could have what's called a Herx reaction, where you feel very sick from a detox. Mm-hmm. So the way I take my clients through it is we're completely avoiding that.
Well, that sounds good. How long is an average detox, or is there no such thing?
Average, I would say most of my clients take at least 3 months to completely detox. And that's why I say we cannot just do a 21-day cleanse. There's lots of kits out there that you can do. There's actually one by Equalife. And I've had some of my clients use Equalife detox, but they'll use it depending on, I muscle test them first. That sometimes is a good kickstart. And then we keep going. Mm. But that's not going to get rid of anything or everything. Those types of cleanses, if you wanted to do a juice cleanse, those things are nice if you actually have already fully detoxed and you knew what was there, you know it's gone, and you're going to do something like that biannually or 4 times a year, whatever, just to make sure you're keeping up on it.
So the 3-month detox, if someone was to do that, it's not something they have to do necessarily every year for 3 months. It's just like, they need to do that at some point, and then they're it elevates their level of health and well-being, I suppose.
Yeah. And I mean, my clients will come see me though. Like the people that I see that were detoxing for 3 months, it's people that have come to see me that are like, I have like severe symptoms. So yeah. I'm not necessarily saying that that's something everybody needs to do. Yeah. But if you're in that situation where you have a heavy toxin burden, yeah, it'll take us a few months.
Yeah, but I love it. We're giving people hope today, where a lot of people, yes, would have been told, you've got this for life. You have to take this medication. It's going to get worse. All right, we're about to wrap things up in a minute. But before I go to the 3 questions, I would love to know how. So we're recording. It's, you know, early September. What is life like in Canada at the moment? Anything you want to share with us?
Well, it's pouring rain right now. I love fall in Canada. So I'm really excited for that. We have those like cold rainy days, but I live for a warm fall day with like that crispy wind and like putting on a bonfire. So things in Canada, I think, are really good right now. I'm looking forward to fall and all the pumpkin candles, to be honest.
Oh yeah. It reminds me of, cause I grew up in Canada till I was 23 and I was a runner back in the day. And it reminds me of cross country season, you know, like running in the mud with the crispy leaves underfoot. Yeah. In the rain.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Classic. All right. So thank you so much for your wisdom about root causes. For those of you listening, and if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Up Your Brave show. Today, I'm talking to Jasmine Harnden all the way from Canada, and she helps people around the world with getting to the root cause of autoimmune conditions, looking at, you know, beyond the symptoms and getting to the root cause. So I'd love to ask you, Jasmine, if you were to up your brave in the remaining months of 2024, what would you do?
You know, I think I'd probably just keep showing up, and because sometimes that can be difficult to do that online and share my story and talk about energy healing and muscle testing, because some people are like, what is that? So I'd say that's what I would do, is just like continue to show up and be comfortably uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially as a lawyer, it must be like you live in two different worlds.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's the thing, is like, I really thought people would be like, what is she doing? And, but for the most part, it's been people saying, this is awesome. And people feeling inspired to be like, I don't just have to be a lawyer. I can actually like do some other things. And, you know, so it's been really good.
Well, that's inspirational, I think, to everybody, is follow what you feel called to do and speak about and share our own experience. What is coming up for you in the coming weeks and months? And how can we connect with you online? What are your handles? What's your website?
So this month, I'm starting a group setting 30-day, I call it my 30-day challenge. It's something I'm going to be doing every month. So if you miss this one, you can get it in October, November. It includes a one-on-one with me at the very beginning so that we can actually test your root causes, get you on a plan. But then there's a group of amazing women
nice.
Who know what you're going through, and we all connect on Instagram. And I've got a lot of great things planned for them, like workouts, and I include energy medicine, all of that. So you can connect with me on Instagram. I also do just one-off one-on-ones. I have VIP packages. You can book energy healing with me. My Instagram is at luminous.soul.healing. So yeah, you can connect with me on there and check out my page and my website.
Okay, awesome. And I can see that on Instagram, you also have a bunch of links for those things you just mentioned, which is www.theluminoussoul.ca/links. We will put those links, everybody, on the replay page for you. Or if you didn't catch them, you can send us a text, 2057. We'll send them to you, or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. You can also message us to let us know what stood out for you today. Is there anything specific that you learned? Or do you have a bit of a story to share yourself about getting to the root cause of your autoimmune condition? We would love to hear from you. Amazing. Thank you so much, Jasmine. Before we wrap things up, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would just say, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to me. So if you have a question, you're not super sure if you want to work with me yet, that's okay. I think a lot of people have that misconception of, you know, unless I'm going to buy something, I can't message this person. Please reach out to me. I'm one of the most friendly people you'll ever meet. I love
Canadians are very friendly, I have to say.
Canadians are very friendly. Yeah. And I really enjoy helping people. I answer messages, you know, pretty quickly too. So that's what I would definitely say.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Jasmine, for sharing your wisdom today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.